This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Customer experience today is transforming rapidly and it's mainly driven by technology transformation. Customers today expect a certain level of consistency through various channels they engage with a brand, and traditional businesses struggle to maintain a good level of customer experience. And today I'm speaking to Chandru Relwani. He's the Senior Director of Product Management JPAC for Oracle to talk about how technology can help you with customer experience. Chandru, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, Jeff.
And Happy New Year.
And to you as well.
Now, why is having a solid customer experience so important for a business today?
Let me give you some statistics here first, right? So Oracle commissioned a study about 12 months ago, and we looked at the negative impact of customer experience. So one of the things that actually came, three findings. Number one was if I'm a customer and I get a negative experience, the chances of me going to a competitor is very, very high.
Yeah.
Right? And when we did the survey, we noticed about 80% of our customers actually saying that thing. So if I get a negative experience, I will go to the competitor.
That means, I would as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's a loss for the business.
Of course, yeah.
The second statistic that we found was in the social space, most likely this current generation, if they've got a gripe with the company, if they've got any service issues, they actually go into the social media, into the social space and air their complaints. And what we found was 70% of those complaints on the social media do not get addressed by an organization. Mm-hmm. That does tremendous damage to a brand of a company. Now, on the flip side, why is customer experience more important? We did a survey along those same lines as well, and we found out what happens when a brand acknowledges those complaints. So what we found was 25 to 30% of those complaints actually turn into advocates.
Mm.
So customers who initially complained, we addressed their service request quite quickly, right? They actually turned into advocates of the company.
Yeah.
Now, that's a good value proposition for any business, because at the end of the day, you want to make sure these consumers actually turn into advocates for your brand. So that's really the key benefit there, is around retention of your existing customers. And along with the retention area is obviously as Mike connects. If I'm on Facebook and I become an advocate of a specific brand, automatically my connects will see my positive comments.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And you as a business can actually benefit from that, because now you've got this potential market to reach out to.
Mm. I personally see it as well a lot. You know, sometimes I ask my friends about, you know, certain product and so forth, and you know, they shout and they scream, you know, good stuff about the product, till so much so that I'm asking, do you have a share in this thing? Because it sounds like, you know,
you're
selling it to me, you know.
Agree.
Right. But yeah, like you said, you know, it's because of the customer experience that they get from a particular brand that, you know, they feel so connected with. And, you know, to a certain extent, some people even wouldn't mind paying a bit more premium just for, you know, a better customer experience, even though it's the same product that you can get much cheaper.
Agreed.
From a different place.
Agreed.
As well. Right. Okay. Now, so why should businesses move to the cloud to get a good customer experience?
Okay, let me give you another statistics, right? When you look at the traditional IT spend, right, the legacy way of doing things, when we did another survey, we found that about 79% of the budget spending on IT happens in maintaining old systems. So only 21% is actually spent on innovation. Now, that's a very, very low number. Right. So what that means is companies are spending too much time maintaining their old systems rather than adopting new technology, and they can start to innovate. And this is where the cloud component comes in. What the cloud allows companies to do is to move a lot more faster in the cloud space. What moving to the cloud actually means is they then get this integrated portfolio of applications that they don't have to worry about capital expenditure. They don't have to worry about spending on hardware. They don't have to spend money on things like disaster recovery and infrastructure, because all of that is actually managed by the Oracle Cloud. The key benefits are obvious. You go to market a lot faster than you would traditionally. And what that allows the IT and the technology team to do is to focus on more the business value of using that technology to transform the business. And more importantly, you know, you've heard this terminology called digital disruption.
Mm-hmm.
It allows the business to take advantage of the newer technology so that they can address some of this digital disruption.
And this will then relate to a good customer experience?
Oh, absolutely, right? So let me give an example, right, on the cloud side. When we talk about the Oracle CX Cloud, for example, we've got a full portfolio of solutions that are available on the cloud, from sales to service to marketing to social to order management to analytics. Now, when we look at the customers today, they're extremely well connected. 24/7, they're online, they use mobile platforms. When we look at the legacy systems, the old systems are not equipped to take advantage of this newer technology that's there. So earlier on I talked about social listening, you know, people complaining on social websites, for example. What the CX Cloud allows us to do is to build in these social listening tools, so we're able to quickly pick up information that's there on the internet, that's there on the web, whether it's a compliment, whether it's a complaint, and to quickly address that in a timely manner, so that we are able to give better customer experience. That's an example in the social space. In the sales and marketing space, when we look at the trends that's there over the last 2 years, companies have generated enormous amounts of data, but they just cannot get in meaningful insight into that data. So what CX Cloud allows us to do is gather all of these pieces of information in the cloud and to be able to make meaningful decisions on who are your profitable customers, who are the customers that are at risk of attrition, who are the customers that you should be actually be reaching out to for your sales and marketing messages. And that enhances the whole customer experience for the customers.
And we'll talk about Oracle CX in a lot more in depth. But, you know, what sort of challenges do businesses, face when deploying customer service on the cloud?
Mm-hmm. So let's look at the traditional. I tend to look at traditional and new way of doing things, right? In the traditional way of doing things, a lot of companies have what we call fragmented pieces of information. They've band-aided their existing systems to, you know, do customer service and customer management and so on and so forth. Challenges of actually deploying it on the cloud, I don't necessarily see it as a challenge. I more see it as a way to innovation, as a way to actually move really, really fast. Now, typical cloud providers would provide innovation or new releases every 6 to 8 months, and that allows companies to move a lot more quicker in terms of delivering that customer service experience to the customers. So really it's around being able to deliver a lot more faster customer experience when deploying on the cloud as opposed to the traditional way of doing things.
Now, Oracle CX Cloud helps businesses transform customer relations into brand advocates. How is that possible?
So there's three ways that we offer. One is what we call the social listening platform, right? So when we talk about social listening, it's all about understanding what the consumers are actually saying about your product and about your service on the internet, on the web.
Various
the
different platforms.
Absolutely. Now, you know, be it on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, YouTube, there's WeChat, which is getting really, really popular now, right? What Oracle allows us to do is to actually listen to what consumers are saying and to then tailor our brands and products to address that, what consumers really want. That's number one. Number two, what we do is we provide this capability called data as a service, right? What that allows us to do is gather sufficient insight, not just internally from within an organization, but externally as well on customer profile, on what their preferences are. For example, if I'm a consumer today, right, and I typically use my mobile phone to do interactions, right? Would it be appropriate for me to send a marketing message through email? Probably not, because I don't use email that much. I use more collaboration tools and social tools and mobile. So what Oracle CX Cloud allows me to do is actually send those marketing messages to the platform of my choice, right? So if I'm a person who uses WeChat, for example, you know, I could, as using CX Cloud, send marketing messages through WeChat. So I'm not actually wasting my internal resources and cost on sending marketing messages to a channel that a consumer doesn't really use at all. Mm. Right. So that's another example of where we see the market heading.
It's interesting that you say, you know, that you know, it helps you to listen in to, you know, on various different platforms from your customers or consumers as well, right? A lot
Absolutely.
Of people, I think that, you know, those who are paranoid will be thinking, you know, how is this possible? How are you able to
Absolutely.
Listen in to WeChat and, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn and all that stuff? How is that possible? Is it you know, something that's invasive in that sense?
Yes and no. What Oracle does provide is we provide what's called a rules-based engine that allows us to listen to specific keywords that customers are talking about. You know, is it a positive experience? Is it a negative experience? We've got tools that monitor what we call sentiment analysis as well. So what we do is we measure the sentiments of those customers. So we may not necessarily listen to the full conversation, but we just listen to specific keywords that are really, really really important to us. Now, these keywords might change over a period of time. For example, if I'm launching a new product, right, the keywords I might be listening to, is it favorable? Are people giving likes to that that particular product? If they're not giving favorable responses based on specific keywords that I choose, I can then tailor my product for the next subsequent release.
All right.
So those are the sort of social listening tools that we actually provide.
All right. Okay, we'll talk more about SaaS, Software as a Service platform, and then also Platform as a Service as well. In just a moment, I'm speaking to Chandru Relwani. He's the Senior Director of Product Management for JPEG Oracle, and we are talking about how customer experience is transforming through technology. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Bureaucratic failures multiply. BFM 89.9.
And we're back. I'm with Chandru Relwani. He's the Senior Director of Product Management for JPEG Oracle. And we are talking about how customer experience is transforming through technology, especially through the cloud. It's because we're talking about the Oracle CX Cloud. So what kind of industries then does the Oracle CX Cloud cater to?
Currently, we support about 22 industries with industry-specific solution. What we see in ASEAN, though, there's about five or six industries that are adopting CX Cloud. Number one is telecommunications. Number two is banking. Number three is automotive. That's another sector. Number four is consumer goods. And the fifth one that's gradually adopting cloud is the government sector, right? So banking and so on is obvious. I mean, they obviously look at ways to, you know, deploy a lot more faster because they're pushing out products and services a lot more faster. The focus on telecommunication is retention of customers. We know telecommunication, the churn rate in telcos is really, really high, right? So the focus on telecommunication is really around being able to retain the customers. In the automotive sector is being able to reach out through the dealerships to the end consumer, right? And because a lot of these automotives are expanding aggressively in their dealerships, they want a solution that can be deployed really, really quickly, and that's why we're seeing it on the cloud. Mm. And similarly for consumer goods as well. Consumers are getting very, very particular about the specific brands, and you know, if I'm a specific user of a specific cosmetic brand, for example, cosmetics we know change really, really fast.
Yeah.
And that's where they need the power of the cloud to actually take those products and services to market. And finally, the government sector, governments we know actually, you know, manage policies, right? Policies keep changing. They need to make sure that citizens actually are aware of all of these constituent changes that happen.
And also listening
and obviously listen to the feedback and so on. Absolutely. Okay, right? Okay. And that's the trend that we've seen with, you know, for example, a lot of ministers, you know, setting up their own Facebook page, listening to the citizens. And those are the sort of listening tools that we actually bring in, you know, to the table in the government sector.
And what's the feedback been like, you know, since, you know, doing this and, you know, what's the industries that you work with and all? How have they responded? You know, what have they told you about it?
The feedback's been obviously very, very positive. Let me give an example of a regional bank, right? Now, this bank adopted what's called our rules engine on the cloud. The rules engine allows this bank to actually monitor all the regulatory changes. This changes that happen in the countries that they operate in. We know the banking regulations keep changing every 6 months, 12 months, 18 months. And to make sense of these regulatory changes that happen, what this bank wanted to do was to try and build a rules platform in the cloud to understand the impact that these regulatory changes have on the end consumer, so that they're then able to actually reach out to these consumers and say, hey, by the way, you know, there's these regulatory changes. This is how it impacts you as a customer. Now, customers by and large are not aware of these changes, but as a bank, they're actually proactively reaching out to these consumers, and the consumers then see value in that. They basically say, hey, you know what? You know, you're saying just about the right thing. That's another one example. Another example is, you know, with the same bank as well. What they wanted to do was streamline their account opening process. We know an account opening process can be quite complex. It needs document, credit management, credit risk management. So we've actually put all of that flow up on the cloud that allows this bank to actually automate that full account opening process from the time that the customer gives in the application form. So this customer was able to reduce from like 30 to 40 days down to about maybe 3 or 4 days for a full account opening process. And that's what we're hearing from the customers.
Mm. Now, let's talk about software as a service, SaaS. It's quite common here. I think a lot of industries are using in Malaysia, are using software as a service. And then there's also platform as a service, which is sort of like a complement to software as a service. How do you interlock these, you know, with the CX applications so that businesses can, you know, in deploy faster mm-hmm. at the end of the day, right?
So the whole idea about platform as a service is threefold. Number one is what we call user experience, right? That's employee facing for the internal users. As companies start to deploy various SaaS applications, be it sales, service, marketing, they want to have a consistent user experience right across all of their SaaS. And the user experience could be a simplified user interface, a consolidated user interface that gives me the information that I need.
Yeah.
So that's the value of the platform on the user experience side, a consistent look and feel, a consistent business process that I apply. The second value on the platform as a service is what we call information consolidation, right? We know an organization might choose all of the CX portfolio from Oracle, or they might choose bits and pieces from Oracle and another solution from another service provider, for example. What the platform as a service allows us to do is to consolidate the information from all of these different SaaS applications and to give the user intelligence behind that information. That's a struggle that a lot of companies face at the moment. They've got this masses and masses of information, but they can't make intelligent decisions from it. And what Oracle provides as part of that platform is what we call the data as a service that allows us to analyze that data and make meaningful decisions for sales, service, marketing. So that's the second aspect. And the third aspect is mobile. Right, the mobile world is changing really, really fast. Now, the employees of today expect their applications to be available on the mobile platform. And what the platform as a service allows us to do is to develop one application but deploy it across different platforms, be it an iOS or an Android or a Microsoft platform. And that's the value of the platform as a service, to be able to enable deployment across different platforms.
Malaysia, you're talking about smartphones. You know, Malaysia is one of the leaders when it comes to smartphone usage per capita. So with more Malaysians now connected to mobile, so then how does CX Cloud enhance this aspect of mobility?
Okay, let me give you one statistics here. Right, this was a statistics by Accenture. So Accenture did a survey as part of their research. This is an extract from their 10th annual Global Consumer Pulse Research, where they surveyed 23,000 customers in Malaysia, right? And they found that 98% of Malaysian customers will actually buy from an online channel. That's a fairly significant number out of this 23,000, right? Their frustration comes about. Malaysian consumers, their frustration comes about that they do not get the responses in time from the service provider. Right, so about 61%, 62% have said, when they actually raise a request through an online channel, right, they actually don't get the response in time. Right, so there's no service level agreements in place. The other observation that came out was there was no first call resolution. So if I'm a customer and I call up the call center, most likely 40% of it actually gets escalated within the organization, which is not a good indication, right? So what CX Cloud allows us to do, by providing these tools around knowledge management, around social collaboration, allows the Malaysian companies to react a lot more faster to these consumer demands around first call resolution, around interactions.
Now, the recent Oracle Open World, there were several announcements to the Oracle CX Cloud.
Right.
What are some of these announcements, and are we going to see this happening in 2016 here in Malaysia?
Absolutely. So there's four key components on the CX Cloud announcement that we did. One was around what we call the big data, the analytics piece. Being able to consolidate information from all our CX solution into one central location and to be able to make intelligent customer decisions based on that big data platform. The other piece was what we call knowledge management. Right now, we know, I talked earlier about the Malaysia consumers. The issues are not addressed at the first point of contact. What knowledge management allows us to do is to put things like FAQs, blogs, wikis, so on and so forth. The current generation is what I would call a self-service generation.
Yeah.
Right. So they need this knowledge platform to be able to do diagnosis on their own. Right. They wouldn't want to interact with other people. They do their own research, and the CX platform allows us to put a lot of that information, be it product information, sales information, product catalogs, pricing information, as part of that knowledge base. The final thing is really around collaboration. We talked earlier on about, if I'm a consumer and I buy it and I want to buy a new phone or buy a new service, I don't buy that product straight away. Yeah. I collaborate first. I reach out to my contacts, I reach out to my Facebook connects, and actually try and find out, hey, is this product really good?
Yeah.
Right? So what the collaboration tool allows us to do is to be able to allow customers to collaborate with each other so that they make informed decisions about their products and services.
Mm. Yeah, I'm looking to get a new router. And, mm-hmm. Before, there's so many routers. Before I even go out and make a purchase, or even just speak to the sales spokesperson or the salesperson, I posted it on Facebook on my account. Hey
exactly.
guys, any good routers out there?
Exactly.
I get a lot of people sending in their own, and then I ask them, is this really good? And you immediately you get a good understanding of what products are good
Absolutely.
Out there based on users that are using these products, and I can actually ask them for honest feedback.
Absolutely.
It is a very powerful tool.
Correct.
So anything that you would see happening in 2016, do you think businesses will now look at customer experience a lot more important, based on what happened in 2015 with mobility springing up, and like you mentioned, so many various different platforms, people are all talking about it, and there are a lot of businesses who are losing out. I think there are a lot of 2015 mishappenings of what happened in social media space, bad complaints, didn't follow mm-hmm. up through. We saw a lot of those in 2015. Do you see 2016 any different? Do you see companies being a lot more active in customer experience?
Absolutely, they are, right? And we've seen this trend across the region and in ASEAN and in Malaysia as well. Mm. I think a lot of the small medium enterprises are really fast adopters of this customer experience space, because they know they have to compete against the big boys, right? Number one, they have to compete obviously in their own small to medium business space, and for them, customer retention and acquisition are the two biggest focus areas. Mm. We know acquiring new customers is expensive. So what the small, medium enterprise businesses are saying is, look, we've got a set of loyal customers. Obviously, let's keep them happy. But in parallel, we want to actually acquire new customers as well. So what the small, medium business segment is actually doing is they're taking innovation a lot more faster. And we see that in the CX space as well. So they have a lot more tools to be able to do selling. They have a lot more tools to be able to do marketing. And finally, obviously, on the cloud space, a lot of the small, medium businesses are very cost conscious as well, because they've obviously got limited budgets on IT, and that's where the cloud proposition comes in, because they don't have to worry about building infrastructure, buying hardware, 24/7 support. And these small, medium businesses are actually innovating a lot faster than traditionally, right?
Yeah.
The bigger enterprises, yes, they've been slow to adopt, but they are beginning to feel the pain as well, because they're losing customers, right? And a lot more customers are complaining on the social sites as well. So they're beginning to realize that, hey, we need to do something different. Right?
Well, there you have it. I think, the customer experience, can be improved via technology, via the cloud, like you mentioned. I've been speaking to Chandru Relwani. He's the Senior Director of Product Management, JPAC Oracle, talking about how customer experience is transforming through technology. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.